Welcome to the On Point podcast from Glass Aftercare. This week, our director Neil McFarlane speaks to Youssef Ismail about energy management systems at the Francis Crick Sustainability Day.
I'm here with Youssef Ismail of Kendra, and we're here at the Francis Crick Institute. Just tell me a little bit about your role and Kendra.
Kendra started in 1999. We're a building energy management systems company. And basically, we started off, our bread and butter is doing maintenance of buildings such as this, maintaining their HVAC, and occasionally throwing in a project for build energy optimization and so on and so forth. My role is a new role. It's part of our innovation, which is then throwing an analytics package on top of that. So where a building like this needs full-time maintenance, if you think of a NHS trust or something similar, something bigger, multi-estate building, multi-building estate even, you don't have enough cover to support that size building. So what we've done is we're utilizing AI and machine learning to put on an analytics package, which then creates a digital twin of your estate. And then you have that bird's eye view. Think of it as a 365-day engineer, constantly looking at what your building's doing. And we've got a set of rules that then compare it and try and come up with anomalies or inefficiencies, highlight them.
It was interesting what you were saying about the sort of the monitoring of this building and energy saving and the fans, where you actually have managed to turn the fans down by 10%, was it?
Yeah, so what we've done is we've picked up one system, System 82, and we dropped the fans by 10%. And using our indoor air quality sensors, we made sure that's not going to affect the occupant in any way, shape or form. And what that's done is not only highlighted that the system was running on the weekends, on every Saturday and Sunday, which it didn't really need to, but also we managed to drop by 20 kilowatts on peak demand per hour. So it's a huge saving for the Crick.
Massive.
And a nice win for us to kind of show our capability.
This is, in terms of Kendra, this is what you are seeing as the future of your business. But how far into other buildings have you got? Are you more advanced in this building than any other?
I think the top two hitters will probably be the Francis Crick Institute and UCL, University College London.
Right.
So they've got 200 buildings across this side of town. And we've not only started utilizing analytics to improve efficiency and highlight any anomalies, but we've also started going towards a condition-based maintenance rather than just coming in and doing a PPM. Planned preventative maintenance.
Yep.
We come in and do condition-based maintenance. So rather than coming in on a Monday and going, okay, AHU1 is what we would have done today, the system will come up and go, no, go to AHU8. There's an error there. There's a potential fault coming up. Let's fix that before it's costing us money.
Yep.
So it just gives the engineers a bit of more of a targeted approach to maintenance. It makes the engineer happier because they feel like they've achieved something that day, but also makes the client happy because they've also got more bang for their buck.
So I
do think this is the future. We just have to convince people that this is the way to do it. And as you can imagine, these things take a little bit of time. So
I think that, I mean, from our point of view, obviously we're facade maintenance, and what we're getting into is the condition survey of that facade. But in terms of this very building, it would be possible to put thermocouples onto an element of the facade, monitor that, and actually see for the client whether or not, you know, certain approaches might get them savings in the longer term.
So this is the interesting about where we could get in touch, get together, and come up with a plan of, say, an area, which facade we're going to start off with as a, say, proof of concept or something similar.
Yeah.
And what we could do is, with the information and data we have, come up with the original baseline of how it's been performing. You can do your thermographic imaging or whatever you need to do, install it, and then we can then come back with a post work and say, well, this is what it used to be, this is what it was, and with all our metering data, we can then, rather than just giving kilowatt savings and things like that, we can turn it into pounds and pence, which is what really matters
to
clients.
What,
that's
exactly.
The bit that's important. That's the selling point, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the bit that convinces people to then reinvest and put it across the rest of the estate. So.
And these sort of thermocouples are all Wi-Fi enabled, so it wouldn't mean wires all over the place and so on and so forth.
Which is perfect for us. So we could come up with a driver for an open API, bring it into our system, and kind of just add that to our data and just compare with everything else used to be. They're like a pre and post information, really.
Yeah. And you said, I think during our previous discussion, you were talking about you sort of introduced this analytics in 2019, was it?
We started developing it in 2019. We were shopping around trying to figure out what the best data aggregator we could use was. Something that would give us autonomous control as well, because what we've done is we started off with 98 rules that we've created through our industry knowledge, and we've now got 148. And certain systems would have wanted us to get them to write the rules at a charge and things like that. But it's almost, we use their data collecting and then we add our part to it.
Yeah.
So it's just like Word don't tell you how to use Word. You just pay your fee and then you get on with it, kind of thing.
Indeed.
So we did shop around from 2019 and we've slowly been going into and growing and just saving energy left, right and center, really, as silly as that sounds. But it's quite interesting because it's a product that works. So it's an easy sell.
Yes.
Quick demonstration, rather than sitting there talking about statistics and, HVAC is 40% of an average commercial building's energy consumption. I can just show, this is a building, this is what it was doing. And as I showed you earlier on my graph,
yes.
This is the dotted line from last year. This is the solid line from this year. And look at that nice big gap. And it just, it's a nice, easy sell when you can prove it.
It is pounds and pence,
yeah.
And
it's, we're talking thousands, tens of thousands, pounds and pence. So it really does make a difference.
Yeah.
When you can say to a building, we can save you between 8 to 12% of your energy by using the analytics package. And we say that conservatively because I don't want to overpromise. I'd rather underpromise and overachieve. So 8 to 12%. And then when everyone's bills have gone up by 4x in the last 6 to so months, then suddenly 8 to 12% is quite a big hit. Especially in a building this size.
Big sum of money.
Yeah. So it's nice. It's good.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a product that works, and it's nice to be able to help your client.
Yeah, and that has to be said. That's exactly our aim. You know, we want to get to the point where we can do exactly that and convert it into pounds and pence and say, if you do this, you save this.
And it's nice to meet like-minded people that we can then work together for the benefit of the client.
Yeah.
So I'd be quite interested to actually take that on the facade and the thermocoupling, and I'd want to kind of prove it for you pre and post.
Yeah.
And then, it'd be interesting, very interesting. Look forward to it. There's a lot of smart systems within a building, and they all churn out so much data. And what it's best is to listen to the people that know what that data means and getting through all the granular information and coming up with proposals. And then the client can then choose which one's most important to them. Or we can then, again, put it by a cost, an ROI, return on investment. Say, okay, do you want to rate it depending on which one's giving you the most occurrences of faults or the one that's going to save you the biggest amount of cash quickly? And then you can then reinvest that money to then go for the ones with a slower return on investment.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's communication, really, between all the different services within the building. So like I was talking to each other now.
Yeah.
It's more of that, I think.
But your communications with CBRE on this building, is that a daily, is that a weekly occurrence? I mean, how do you, in terms of the management of this particular building, how do you help those that the building managers?
So we're on site every day, so we're very easily accessible by CBRE and anyone else, any of the clients. But we also have a monthly meeting where we just sit down and go, here's what the AI has come up with, and you guys have this information, you have access to the system, but we think this is important, that can't wait another month, so maybe we should start actioning this or coming up with a reason why we're not going to action it.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a nice, keeps the communication going again, I said. Keeps everyone aware of who's doing what.
And you're very involved in a sense of helping the FM company to drive that forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
And make sure that, as you say, moving aside the wood so you can see the trees.
Exactly. And we just it's what we call like consultative sales, isn't it? We want to help the client on the journey that will you know, maybe things are missed for everyone's busy because they've got X, Y, and Z, but because we have this information and we're kind of almost narrow-minded or tunnel vision on what, on the energy side of things, so we can say, well, this is it, this is important. Can we do it? If not, why? And then we just have that conversation.
Yeah.
And I think monthly is enough. Otherwise, if we do this weekly, they'll get fed up of us. We won't get much work done. So
yeah.
I think monthly is perfect for it. So that's it, really. So we're always here. They know where we are. They know what we're doing. But then it's always a nice like monthly kick. Get all the, everyone around the table or over Zoom or whatever and just say, okay, this is what we've come up with.
Yeah.
Are we going to come up with some actions that might change the world or at least change the next meeting?
Yeah. Yusuf, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Neil.